Over the past several weeks, each Tuesday, we have been speaking with experts from the U.S. Bishops' Conference for their input on what Catholic voters should be thinking about as November's presidential elections fast approach. Director of the Bishop's Office for International Justice and Peace, Stephen Kolecki, told Emer McCarthy that when they go to the polls, Catholics have to reflect on two sets of moral issues concerning the war in Iraq.
One set that looks back and that our nation needs to learn from, and one set that looks at the present and ahead at what needs to happen now. The first set of questions, of course, we need to ask are around the whole concept of preventive war. The U.S. bishops, in solidarity with the Holy Father at the time, you know, raised serious moral questions regarding the possibility of war, and they expressed concerns for the unpredictable and uncontrollable negative consequences of a possible invasion and then occupation. And I think those questions are the ones that need to be asked in order to ascertain what the U.S. should do in the future when wars similar to this one are proposed, because the bishops had very grave moral reservations about the war. But those are questions that we need to learn from for the future in terms of future wars and future moves to use military force. But now that we're actually present there, we have moral responsibilities under God's law and legal responsibilities under international law as the principal occupying power in Iraq. And so now the question becomes, how can we get out of Iraq in a morally responsible way? And what does that mean? That means in a way that minimizes loss of life, in a way that provides for refugees in the region and internally displaced people within Iraq, in a way that respects religious freedom, in a way that reestablishes the rule of law. So there were lots of questions that grow out of our moral tradition, questions that grow out of the principles of non-combatant immunity and probability of success in war and so forth. And those questions are, how can we minimize the further loss of human lives? What actions will do the most good and least harm to the Iraqi people and to our own military personnel? What elements of a responsible transition are attainable? And then how can they be achieved? What actions should be avoided because they cause too much harm to the civilian population? And how can decision makers take into account both the realities in Iraq and the setbacks there, as well as the likely human consequences of a rapid withdrawal? And then, you know, what are the financial costs and global consequences of continued occupation? And therefore, how can we end this conflict as soon as possible, but in a way that protects human life? Those are some of the moral questions that need to be asked.
So it's not simply a case of war is wrong and therefore we should only vote for the person who says he's going to pull all of the U.S. troops out of there as quickly as possible.
Well, the emphasis, we certainly should pull our troops out as quickly as possible, but we should pull them out as quickly as possible in a way that's consistent with a morally responsible withdrawal that protects human lives and does not end up putting more people inadvertently at risk. And so, no, it's not easy, and people will have to make prudential judgments about the candidates for public office. They'll need to weigh the questions of the Iraq war along with the questions on a range of other urgent issues of human life as well. But in terms of the Iraq war, they'll need to ask, now, which candidate do I think will most responsible way get our troops out of Iraq, but in ways that respect our moral obligations toward the Iraqi people?
When you speak about moral obligations to the Iraqi people, do you mean that the U.S. troops should ensure a stable security system in Iraq, that the Iraqi security forces are capable of providing security to their people?
What we're talking about in responsible transition are two things, one peg to each of the word. The responsible part of it is that, yes, we must do this in ways that build up the capacity of Iraqis to restore the rule and to hold a society together which would not be bent on ethnic cleansing and ethnic violence, that, you know, help them restore a sense of the rule of law and to strengthen their security forces to the point where they can provide for the basic security of their own people. And the second part of that, though, is equally important, which is there needs to be a transition. That is, the United States, which should not have gone into Iraq in the first place, needs to withdraw as soon as possible. There needs to be a change. There needs to be a transition. We need to withdraw our forces and bring an end to the occupation. But that needs to be balanced with the first half. That has to be done in a responsible way.
Stephen Kolecki is the director of the International Office for Justice and Peace for the U.S. Catholic Bishops.